We see in the Gospel a very interesting event. Jesus is transfigured and revealed in His glory. I want to say that this is one of the most amazing events in the whole Bible, to see God revealing His glory in such special way. And this event also, I would say, remind us about one of the most radical truths in our lives, one of the most rejected by many people, that there is spiritual world, that God exists, and that He is close to us. And what's more, we are called to share in His glory. We are called to walk before Him in the land of the living, as we were singing in responsorial psalm. And this reminds us about very special truth too, that there is the spiritual world. God is the spirit, angels are spirits, and there is also material world, earth and all creatures on the earth. And between those two worlds, there is somebody very special who connects both spiritual and material world. Who is this? It's a human. It is we who have both spirit and both matter, and we are so tied, unitedly, we cannot separate soul from the body. If you do it, we are dead. So we are between, you unite those both worlds. We live between those two worlds. And mostly we accept that there is material world. We see it. This wooden ambo, altar, you can touch yourself, there is something there. Yes. But when we think about spiritual world, we don't see too much. We don't sense too much. We don't understand as much as we wish. So very often we just focus on this material world which we live in because it's just easier. It's more talking to us than the world of spirit. So transfiguration will be the time to remind us about the need to look how much I am immersed also in the world of the spirit, in the God's world of His presence. What about saints in my life? Do I have any favorite saints who assist me on my journey? What about my guardian angel? Do I pray to my guardian angel? Do I give thanks to God for His presence? Do I experience His presence in my life? Do I see how important my guardian angel is? How crucial is he for my life? It is easier to walk in daily life just bow towards the earthly problems and struggles because they are just more visible, they are just more speaking to us. It is natural to be more occupied with those things. And there is always something that challenges our faith, that kind of makes us bow down to our earthly problems, that doesn't really want us to look up towards the heaven and see that there is God, even if I don't see Him. But we can say that being down to the earth is something different than just being bowed down towards earthly problems. Because if we are really and truly down to the earth, we also keep perspective and experience spiritual world too. That God is really personally walking with me every day. That He is calling to me, reaching me out, never leaving me alone, even if it looks like I am by myself. When I was 12, I remember it very well, my parents didn't let me to watch any movies after 8 p.m. And there was one, my favorite, Back to the Future. I don't know how many of you have seen this movie. And I was so wanted so much to watch this movie, and it was sadly after 8 p.m. My parents didn't want me to let me to watch it. I was so mad on them. They even closed the door of the room so I wouldn't listen what they talked there in this movie. So I was crying in my bed and saying, God, why they are so mean to me? Why they don't let me watch this movie? There's nothing wrong there. And I think now, if I would just have more courage to say to them what I was thinking, I would be in big problems, big troubles. But lucky, I was just 12 years old kid, and just I was just crying to my bed. And I think sometimes that's something similar might happen with God, that we don't know why things happen that way and other. We don't understand many things, why he let some things happen, others not. We may not experience his transfiguration like other 9 disciples. We may not hear him talking to us personally in our lives, like those who were at his time. And still we are called to follow him, to listen to him. There is place, there may be place to just get mad at God. You know, God, I don't hear you, I don't see you, and you want so much for me. And what may happen is that reaction to that, because as I wasn't really able to tell my parents what I think about them, we may be not really able or be afraid to tell God what I think about you, that you are this mighty God and I still cannot see you and follow you and listen to you. We may just turn towards the world we see and put God aside. Like, fine, God, I don't hear you, I don't see you, so you can stay on the side. I need to take care of my life. And then we have again transfiguration, that God comes to us and says, no, I'm existing. And you won't understand everything because you are just human, but I give you as much as I can to show you that I am loving God, that I am perfect God. And you will understand more when you got there upstairs to the heaven to see me face to face. And this is also why we have Lent. All those, resolutions which we have for Lent, those mortifications, abstinence from drinking, eating chocolate, watching some movies, using Facebook or other things, almsgiving, all those special things we do for Lent, they are to help us to become somebody better, but they are also meant to show us that as we reject all those material things, we need to look more on God and to see His presence more, be more immersed in His life, in our lives. This is why Lent is meant to help us. Just after those 40 days of different exercises, we may just get one step closer to Him. Come one step closer to cooperation with Him in our daily life. To come one step closer to loving Him better, serving Him better, and also one step closer to living as His sons and daughters. Sons and daughters who know that there is God, that they can experience that, and that really they trust Him, love Him, and follow Him.